Hello, everyone. It is your girl, Chakra Khan, back. I am back. And I know I've taken a long time to, get myself together. But as far as, finishing my books and all that other stuff, I wanted to make sure that I have plenty of content out there for all of my listeners and all of you wonderful people who support me. I'm going to be writing a book called Real Ghost Stories, but I'm going to be doing that also on the show, telling you guys, because you guys get the exclusive all the time. You are the first ones. My fans of this show, I love you guys because, you're always coming through with all those wonderful questions, and you give me plenty of content to speak about, and I think that's awesome. Being a medium and being able to see people have crossed over and other things, when I say other things, everybody's like, what else do you see? I see everything. I've actually had instances with extraterrestrials. I've had instances with I know it sounds crazy, but in this world, which we call the Matrix, everything would sound crazy, the way that they brainwash the hell out of everyone. So those things are normal. Anybody can, I'm going to be teaching you guys also how to communicate with otherworldly beings aside from this place. It's extremely easy, and it's something that you are capable of doing that's been stolen from you. Back in ancient Egyptian times, there was a time that you were capable of doing that with ease, and it was nothing to communicate with extraterrestrial beings. That is a part of what we do. Actually, we have not always been in spirit here. We've been in spirit. We've enjoyed the bodies of all kinds of beings. Whatever we've ever wanted to experience, we've been able to do that. But once we get here, which is a low vibrational place, you have to learn to raise your vibration by being connected to nature, raising the love in your heart, keeping constant love, keeping in constant connection with everything beautiful, because that's what source is. Everything good, everything that involves love, that is source. So that's how you keep your vibration raised in a place like Earth, on a place like Earth. Yeah, but we've been able to experience all different types of living. And this is going to be a new show now. So I hope you guys get into it, because I made number one twice in a row, and I'm excited. I don't even know what to say. All I can say is thank you guys. You're amazing, and I appreciate it. And hopefully, I get to help you guys get up out of this matrix and start to be magical, because you are naturally magical. Today, though, we're going to be talking about being a conscious observer. And that's important because you are basically, when you come to drive these avatars, these bodies that I call avatars, when you come to use this transportation, you still have the capabilities of God. When they say of a God, right, of source, I use God loosely because that is not the name of source, but it's what most people are familiar with. So when I say God, that's what I'm saying, But anyway, when I say source, that's God, basically. But anyway, the kingdom of God is within you, right? That's even in the Bible. The kingdom of God is within you. So that being said, if the kingdom of God is within you, think about that. That's heaven within you. So you can experience any life you like if you just understand that and you focus on that. And being a conscious observer is sort of, it's quantum mechanics, right? It's real. It exists. It's when a particle, it's a theory. It's a quantum mechanics theory, right? It's when a particle moves through, when it's being observed, it can change into whatever it observes, right? So observing doesn't just mean with your eyes. You can observe with your thoughts, right? So when you're observing on a constant basis with your thoughts, you can become that thing in which you're observing. And what I mean by that is you do not want to observe, and in other words, put things in your mind that you don't want to exist that you don't want in your existence. So I would say, do not observe the past. Do not observe anger. Do not observe. If you have a person around you that's negative all the time, don't observe it. Don't absorb or observe it, right? Start to think about things. No matter what they're doing, I would say get away from them. But if you can't, if it's circumstances causes it to be hard at the moment, I would say make a plan to get away from a negative person or a negative group of people, because what you observe is what you become. You're a conscious observer. And that's how we create, through our observation. It is literally science. It's not just some, you know, hooky out of nowhere, you know, out of the blue thing. It's what we are capable of doing. So we've gifted ourselves as in the spirit form. When we were in the spirit form, we've gifted ourselves the ability to create what we observe. So like we have all these parallel lives, infinite parallel existences that all exist at one time. There's no really, you know, like I always tell you, time always collapses upon itself. There's no such thing as past. There's no such thing as future. There's only right now. Yeah, so time collapses upon itself. What I mean by that, again, it's only in the moment. The only thing that matters is what's in this moment right here. Now, as you all know, I don't read a script. When I come to you, I'm coming to you guys raw. I'm talking from my heart. I don't write anything down. I say, you know what? Let me talk to them about being a conscious observer. Now, I don't like scripting anything, because I feel like it's not real. I feel like it's not me coming to you with my true knowledge. It's like I don't run around and research. Everything that I get, I usually get from spirit and from the spirits who visit. So that being said, when I have a couple of little slip ups, just understand I'm just coming to you like we're friends. We're sitting here, we're having a good conversation, and I'm telling you what I know. And I'm telling you things that are going to improve your life for the rest of your life, right? Okay, so that being said, let's continue on with being a conscious observer. Now, whatever you're observing at any point of any time, at any point, you're creating. This is the reason why we have thoughts in our heads. Thoughts aren't just there to be just there. You think you're able to see with your eyes closed for nothing? There is a reason for that. And the reason is you're a creator, just like source. You are basically a creator, just like source. So you're able to create anything in your life, but when you're always thinking about, what am I going to do? Why am I so stressed? What is going on with me? Why can't I find love? You know, that is all just a constant loop in your life, and you're constantly creating it and creating it because you're constantly observing it. That's what a conscious observer is. Now, in quantum mechanics, it says a particle acts as if a particle becomes what it observes, basically. There's a whole lot more to the conscious observing theory, but that's basically boiled down to it. That's what it is. So also, a particle acts differently when it's not being observed, right? So it's a whole bunch to that theory. And you guys can do the research yourself if you want to learn more about that. But I'm just saying, what you're observing, you're becoming. What you pay attention to, you become. It's very important to, if you want to create magic in your life, to learn to sit down and observe everything, only the things that you want to create within your being. I needed to say that because a lot of my clients are like, man, if I was manifesting so wonderfully, you know, they'll fall in love, right? And they'll be all in this honeymoon period. And then they'll say, man, I'm manifesting so much good. Well, that's because you are feeling good. So you're manifesting good. Whatever you're feeling and observing, that you're becoming. So when, say, like that person breaks up with them and then they're all sad, then all this stuff will start to happen to them that brings sadness into their life because they're observing sadness. So they're creating it, and it's coming like a loop. It plays on a loop. We are constantly creating what we observe and what we feel. Now, once you put those two together, feeling and observation, that is how you create. So make sure whenever you're thinking of something, make sure you're thinking of the outcome. Whatever it is that you want to become, just feel that outcome. Like if you are trying to become, a famous singer, always see yourself with a crowd of people and they love you, they enjoy you. The universe will work on the rest of it. It'll bring you to that moment because you're consciously observing that moment. You can't lose momentum because the day that you lose momentum, the next day you would have ran into something amazing. See, you can never lose momentum. If you have a dream, never lose momentum. It will happen. You just have to keep consciously observing it and feeling it. Now, if you're, and what I'm saying by that is if you're in an area and you're, if you're on the stage, say like you're wanting to become a superstar, you're on the stage, you're hearing the people, they're yelling for you, they're yelling your name. Look out in the audience. Look and feel how great that feels for them to sing the words along with you, to hold your name up on a cardboard saying they love you. You have to learn to stay within the observation that you want to create in your life. And I do this all the time, and it works every time. So I stay within the parameters of my observations because I want to make sure I create these things. I'm constantly changing my vision board because I'm constantly creating, which is what you guys should be doing. I know vision boards are old, but they keep that observation in my face. You have to keep that observation in your face so you can remind yourself, this is what I'm supposed to be thinking about. This is what I'm, because if you let your mind do whatever it wants to do, it's going to go back to what it's comfortable with. And that's whatever you've been dealing with, poverty, misery. It's going to go back to that because it's comfortable with that. You have to teach it. You have to reprogram it to do something else. You have to reprogram your mind to do something new and to get comfortable with that. get comfortable with you winning. Even if you are not so-called winning at this time, when you start to observe it with feeling, you'll start winning. You'll start winning. Don't get anxious. Don't say, oh, it's not happening, because that's what you're creating. You can't fake source. You can't trick your spirit. If you're feeling something, you're feeling it, and that's what you're creating. People get anxious and they're like, oh my God, it's just not happening. But they're steady saying, I want to be a millionaire. I want to be a millionaire. I want to be a millionaire. But underneath they're saying, oh God, it's uncomfortable. Because, you know, they haven't learned to just let go of all of that. Let go, release it, and be a conscious observer. Connect that with your heart. Connect that with feeling. I'm always like, oh, look at this. This is amazing. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And I always feel the love of that. I wanted to do a speaking occasion one time, and all I did was see myself there and see the audience being engaging and it being a very successful speaking engagement. And it was. Because I didn't care about, I didn't get anxious. I didn't care about anything else. Because your moments are the only thing that exists. Now, you can time travel. What I mean by that is you can bring in your past at all times. You can say, I know, but this person does this to me and he does that to me. And you're constantly damaging yourself. You're constantly creating that in your life. Because the moment is all that matters. The past doesn't. Whatever happened to you in the past, you're just going to have to let it go. You have to learn to let it go. I don't care how tragic you think it was. Because believe it or not, whatever happened to you made you who you are right this minute. And you're alive. And you're living to help others. To either get out of that or to guide people through it. There is always a reason. So just understand that and don't feel slighted by life. Look at y'all. That's cute, Jenny. I'm sorry, my daughter just walked in. But don't feel slighted by life. Feel empowered by what you've been through and move on. Okay, I'm this person because of what happened to me. Fine, let it go. Because that observation will create more of that in different ways. See, people are like, when people tell people, I've noticed that a lot of people that speak about manifesting and stuff, they tell people, well, if you keep talking about the past, you're going to recreate the past. So these people are like, no, I'm not, because I'm not getting beat again like I was getting beat before. No, you're not. You're not. It's not the same circumstance. It's the feeling that it's bringing. So you're feeling shitty no matter what, because you're thinking of that. It doesn't create the same circumstance. It creates the same feeling. So it'll make sure, since you want to feel so abused, you'll feel abused by life, by your job, by your coworkers, by, you know, it'll start, and by your children. Everything will feel like everybody's against you, because you keep talking about this person who abused you. So you're being abused by life, because you're creating it. Now, mind you, remember this, when you're in spirit, sometimes you want to experience certain things. You just don't remember. But you hold on to those things. Once you're done with it and you've experienced it, be done with it. Because I promise you, you probably picked that circumstance to feel something different. That's why we come to Earth. So we can feel shit. We can feel new things and feel different things. This is why we come to Earth. Because when we're in spirit, we're in complete bliss. So when we come to Earth, we decide, hey, I want to know what that feels like. I want to know what she experienced. I want to know what this feels like. or this. You know, it's what you ask for. But if you're tired of experiencing it and your spirit is over it and it's got its fill, then let it go. Because I'm sure you chose it, whether you know it or not. And believe it or not, our past does build the person that we are. But you can create a whole new person by new observations. Draw pictures and become that. Look at magazines, look at movies, become that. You know, that superstar that's on there. Always have that leading lady or man in the forefront of your mind. You're never supposed to keep recreating, you know, your past circumstances. You're never supposed to do that. It's over with. You've done that. Unless you, of course, want to keep experiencing that. You want to keep getting abused by life and by people and by, you know, the world and by whatever. Then you're going to keep on thinking about it. You're going to keep complaining about it. You're going to keep telling your mom, dad, sister, brother, oh, I just had the worst day and you guys are so terrible to me. If you want to experience something new, observe something new. Observe and feel it. Just start your own new life. You can recreate and you can become anything you want. You are that powerful in this world. Spirit always tells me, why are people suffering? Spirit doesn't, it's a lot of people who cross over, they're like, damn, I didn't even have to suffer. I didn't know we were that magical. Some are like, I'm coming back because they forgot they didn't have to suffer. They're always like, Vicky, damn, I'm coming back. You know, I need to create this life and I need to do this and I wanted to experience this, you know, but because I didn't have any guidance or, you know, we're taught to forget so that we can experience it properly. But when you have someone like me come around and say, hey, wake up, it's time to wake up. You gotta be back, you know, you gotta get back to who you are. Is this what you want to keep experiencing? Do you want to be in poverty until you pass away and go until you not pass away, cross over because there's no such thing as passing away? Do you want to be in poverty until you cross over? You can be. Just keep observing that. Keep saying, oh man, hey, I can't get a job. I can't win for the losing. I can't blah, blah. You keep saying all of that stuff. Then of course, that's what you're going to experience. So, as a conscious observer, I want you guys for homework today, tonight. It is 9:41 for me. So tonight, starting right now, if you want to change your life, don't wait until tomorrow. Don't say, well, you know what? When I get up tomorrow, I'm going to know right now. Write down what it is that you want to experience. How do you want to feel right now? Do you want to feel excited, amazing, engaged, incredible, wealthy? Then feel that. Forget whatever it is that's in the past. You've created it up until this point. So now you're going to start a new creation. You're going to start. Draw pictures. Go look at wonderful. You want a brand new home. Look at homes and feel great about it. And keep them there in your face. This is what you want. A conscious observer needs to keep observing what it is that they need and that they want in their lives. You want a new love. Keep thinking about that. You know, I'm not saying be obsessive, but you kind of got to be close to it because you got to learn to reprogram yourself. One day it's going to become very normal for you. Like right now, it's normal for me. because I'm used to it. So I'll say, well, I want a new experience, so let me observe these things. You know, it's just normal to me. I know there's no, I don't have any kind of restrictions. I don't hold back. I don't worry, you know. So it's normal for me. One of these days it's going to click for you and just be what you observe. You're going to watch everything that you observe because you don't want to observe nothing you don't want to experience. Right? So be a conscious observer. Make sure you're looking at things that you want. You're writing them down. You're doing new vision boards if you have to. You're watching movies that are, if you're looking for romance, watch romantic comedies. Get into that feeling. Start to program yourself into that space. You want to be ratchet? Watch a bunch of reality shows. I mean, you can choose, really, how you want to, you know, proceed on into your life. It's funny, but you are that you're capable of choosing. It's so funny that we just literally ignore that. We're capable of choosing who we, you know, want to be. So, don't give up. I'm telling you, don't give up. Because you're giving up on the existence that's going to amaze you. Just get your body pro. Because, see, in the beginning, it's going to kind of fight you. Because you've been doing something for so long. Especially if you've been in a religion for a really long time. It's hard to say, wow, I have more control over this than I thought. You know, it's the God within you that is, you know, that's you. You have more control over your life than you thought. You know, every time something good happens, they give God the credit. When something bad, they talk about the devil did it. Actually, no. You're doing everything. You're creating everything. And Source is helping when you're on a higher frequency. Source then becomes the help. The Source becomes, you know, the, like, guides you through it. But that's only if you can raise your frequency. If you're on a low vibration, you're going to be dealing with the demons and dealing with all the dark spirits who don't want to see you succeed because they need to absorb that into their energy, their darkness. They got to pull darkness from people. So a lot of times woman beaters and people like that, murderers, they don't understand exactly what they're doing when they get that low in their vibration. They're feeding demons. You know, there is a space for hellish beasts. And you want to stay out of that, you know, by letting go of fear, letting go of anger, letting go of regret, letting go of jealousy, letting go of guilt. You don't have to be jealous of anyone. You don't have to envy anyone. You don't have to be guilty about anything. Everything that's happened has happened for a reason. Let it go. And now raise your vibration. Start to incorporate all the good things that you want. Write down all the things that make you feel good. And whenever you're deciding to be a conscious observer, make sure you read all those things that make you feel good. And that way, you're going to reprogram yourself to now create anything you want into your existence. So, be a conscious observer. And I don't have Gretchen on here tonight, but Gretchen will be on tomorrow night. We're going to be talking about things that we do in to help people to cross spirits over when we go to their home. These are real ghost stories we'll be talking about, and I do have permission from all of my clients who I've done this with. So I am going to now start that, and it's going to be so fun because I have had some amazing adventures you guys will not believe. I also have these books coming out, and I really want you guys to make sure you get them because they are, you know, they are going to be out there for you guys to learn more about what me and Gretchen are doing and all the things that we're doing as far as helping you become the best you in existence. And these becoming an amazing person is fun. And I love writing about it. So It's going to be a great read, and I want you guys to pick them up. Multidimensional Glitching, 21 Days to Manifesting. You know, those are going to be the most amazing. And I'm also doing Real Ghost Stories and Gretchen Speaks. So I have been busy, y'all. But anyway, I love you guys, and I want you. My son is just having a great time on the Oculus. I apologize, but he is just having a ball. He is on summer break. And I am not interrupting his joy, y'all. I'm letting him experience his joy. And I raised all my children to be joyful and happy at all times. So I'm letting him do it. But he is kind of loud. But anyway, everyone have the most amazing night. I want you to start to engulf yourself. Envelop yourself. The Book of Thomas says, envelop yourself in your desire. Envelop yourself in your desires. Envelop, that means wrap it all around you until it comes into this reality. Be a conscious observer. I love you guys, and it's been an amazing, amazing time getting back on here and getting you guys this information. And I will be back tomorrow with Gretchen, and we will be talking about real ghost stories and all the things that we do to cross ghosts over when we go do home cleansings. And that is all. Thank you very much for joining me. This has been your girl, Chakra Khan, on Welcome to the Spirit Realm. Love you guys. Bye. Thank you.